You were talking about risk factors, and of course that ties into staging. Can you talk about what we've learned in these last couple of years that sort of added to our knowledge base on that issue?
Well, number one, if there's anything that I would want to emphasize is that we're in an age of molecular everything and elaborate testing. And what we found out is that doing some very standard, straightforward things, things that we should have been doing all along, can make a real difference in terms of understanding risk and outcome from the disease. And it emphasizes both the surgery and the pathology of what goes on and then the interpretation of those data. So there have been a series of articles, for instance, published by Len Gunderson and me, in which Len has taken the lead, looking at the impact of the T stage and the N stage in outcome of patients with rectal cancer. So we stage our patients as a T something, N something disease. And it's been known for years that N stage is important, that if you have positive nodes, you do a whole lot worse than if you don't have positive nodes. And in fact, many of the treatment algorithms have been based almost entirely on the premise that N stage dominated everything in terms of outcome. If you look carefully at the data for rectal cancer, and you look both at the impact of the T stage of the tumor and the N stage of the tumor, what you really see is that both of them are important somewhat independently. And in point of fact, if you look at it very carefully, someone with T2N1 disease probably, if anything, might have a slightly better prognosis than someone with a T3N0 disease. Within a given N stage, so if you have an N0 or if you have, let's say, an N1, what the T stage is matters a lot for your risk of recurrence. And that's risk of recurrence both local and distant. And if anything, the impact, and this is an impact that's seen on survival. It is not some ethereal impact. These are big, big survival differences that are far larger than any differences that you see from an additive therapeutic intervention to surgery. So more than the effect of chemotherapy or more than the effect of radiation or putting those together. These are large effects that you see between these various subsets.